Wences Blanque was only 4 years old when he illegally crossed the Mexican border into California. Student reporter Paulo Chalceda recently interviewed Blanque, a Reno resident, for NPR's Next Generation radio program to learn more about his first days in America.
I think crossing the border wasn't anything that scary. Going down Splash Mountain, infinitely scarier. My name is Wences Blanque. I'm 31 years old. Y soy Mexicano. Brought you guys down to the Reno bus station. It's a big part of where the story began for me on the journey to the U.S. Reminds me of being four and going on the start of this big epic trip with my mom. I remember the days before, my mom and I took lots of buses from the central southern part of Mexico up to the border to Tijuana. The days before and after crossing the border were very burned in memory. I remember a lot of it was kind of at night because there were long bus rides and a lot of the diesel smell from like the exhaust. Crossing, that was the part that was really interesting because I remember it went from a bus ride to meeting up with strangers and then hiding. At one point, I remember we had to sit very quietly with a blanket over us at the back of a car. It was a small car. It was like a small four-door sedan. And it was dark, and nobody made a sound except for the driver. He was the only one allowed to do anything. The rest of us were just quiet and huddled as best as we could in the back seat and the floor part of the car. So for me, it was a big game I was playing along. Honestly, to this day, I don't really remember what I was thinking when I was four, other than this is kind of exciting. I mean, we just have to not get caught. And to me, that was fun. After crossing the border, we lived in Torrance, California. My mom decided to leave Mexico because she wanted to bring me to the U.S. for a better life. My mom did have a bit of a hard time finding a job because her English wasn't very good. At the time, we were illegal, so she didn't have any sort of legal documentation, and she was always afraid that something would happen to me. So she took kind of what she could get as far as the job goes, and it was usually like cleaning lady kind of thing, bare minimum, and worked tons of hours. So she wasn't around a lot. For a while, I mean, I kind of saw her as a villain, because she ripped me away from everything that I knew. As much as I loved her, she still took me away from everyone else. And I felt like that was very unfair. I think that was one of the hardest things I have to cope with when we first got here. It was like a 180. There was mountains, there was snow, there was this, like the beach. It was a big drastic change because I went from like a small life, it was quiet. Little Caesar's Pizza was probably my favorite thing when I came to the US because in Mexico I'd never had pizza. We're gonna go to Little Caesar's right now. Get some nostalgia going. Do you guys have any of the square pizzas already ready? Or? Yeah, my stepdad used to bring these home, but it was like the large kind. And I used to get so excited, but like every time I saw the orange Caesar, Little Caesar's color. I mean, I don't know what I'd look like, but I'm pretty sure my eyes would light up because you could smell it as it came in. It's so weird how something so common can be such a, like, it's a special thing. This is one of the first things I ever enjoyed, like, when I was a kid. In some ways, I'm not really sure what it means to be American at this point, at least not for me. I mean, holding on to my Mexican roots is, I think my mom is my anchor to that part of my life. For me, my mom is Mexico. I don't think I could forget where I'm from because of her. That's the part of me that's like living.
This story is part of the NPR Next Generation radio program, which recently held a training camp at the Reynolds School of Journalism at UNR. It was produced by student reporter Paulo Chalceda.
I think public radio storytelling is important because, you know, we need to learn through other people's experiences. We all have very limited worldviews because we're all just derived off our own experience. So for me, I'm an Asian. I have no idea what it's like for a Latino immigrant. While we both may connect on experiencing racism in America, I'm not sure what kind of racism he experiences.
Check out this story and others from the First Days in America series at KUNR.org.